The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This.
Well, good morning, little brother.
Is Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, it has been a very good month for Mark Whipple and Scott Frost, getting two quarterbacks in Casey Thompson and Chubba Purdy. We are joined now by Husker line Sean Callahan. Sean, we'll get to Chubba in a second, but you had the chance to talk with Casey Thompson this week. What did you learn? What was the biggest takeaway that a listener might be curious about, Sean, from Casey?
Well, I mean, first of all, he's a very mature guy. That is ready for this opportunity. You can just tell that he's been there, done that, been through a lot of college football, a lot of coaches. I mean, think about Tim Beck, Tom Herman, Steve Sarkisian, now Mark Whipple and Scott Frost. He grew up with Sooner as a kid. I mean, grew up around Barry Switzer, played for Texas, now he's at Nebraska. So he's more than ready, I think, for this place and what it means to be a quarterback at Nebraska. But really what jumped out to me was how much Nebraska, you know, was on him. That from the day he went into the portal on December 16th, okay, he has talked to Mark Whipple every single day, including Christmas Eve. So Whipple is a bulldog. I mean, he really targeted Casey Thompson, wanted this guy from the get-go, and this was kind of, the plan really was Thompson Purdy. I mean, that was the plan of Mark Whipple, I think, from the beginning of this process.
Sean Callahan joins us from HuskerOnline.com. This is really interesting, Sean. You had a conversation with Casey Thompson. Now, what did he say about his thumb? The thumb that bothered him, that he played through. He played through a thumb injury for the final, I'd say, six games, final half of the season. What does he say about the thumb on his throwing hand?
Well, he hasn't thrown a football to be safe since the end of the football season, and he said it's been 8 weeks, which is the longest he's gone in his life without throwing a football in his football life.
Okay.
So he's being really careful because he wants this to get it checked out to make sure there, you know, everything is up to speed. And you know, he was adamant to have that done at his new school. He didn't want to do it at Texas. So I know one of the first things he did yesterday on his first day of everything was he met with Dr. Lonnie Albers, and I think an MRI is scheduled to kind of have his thumb just looked at to make sure. I don't think he's worried. I mean, he played the final game of the season, but it changed the course of the end of the year for him. There's no question because of that injury. I mean, he wasn't the same quarterback as he was throwing six touchdown passes versus Texas with that injury. He seems confident everything is fine, but I think he wants to, you know, have it looked at, you know, here to make sure that they believe that as well and you know, make sure it's all ready to go.
Yeah, and right now, Sean, you know what's going on. People are driving to work, listening to the show in their kitchens, wherever they do it, and thinking, oh, great, Nebraska's got a quarterback who's going to miss spring ball. Wonderful.
I don't think that's the case.
Okay.
I really don't.
Yeah, why don't you assuage any fears that are out there, if you can, to the extent that you can?
No, I mean, we talked about February 28th, like, multiple times.
Okay.
I just think they want him. He just wants another set of eyes just to make sure, all is fine and well with that thumb. But yeah, he's excited. I mean, he, has only been here. Today's his second full day in Lincoln. He got here the night before, so it's all happened so quickly for him to kind of get through. I mean, yesterday was his first full day, and it was a a 12-hour day of things for him kind of to get acclimated to life in Lincoln.
I think Nebraska fans, Sean, expect Casey to be the starter when the season hits, but what do you think that competition looks like in the spring and the fall with Smothers, Harburg, and now Chuba Purdy in the equation?
Yeah, I mean, he laid it out pretty honestly. It's like, look, you know, I've got 2 years and Chuba's got four. So that's how they were both able to be convinced to come. I mean, it's a natural progression, but he knows it's a competition. He made a great point. He's like, look, I'm the only guy that's played and started significant snaps of Power 5 football. Obviously, Chubb has played some. Smothers has played some snaps too. But nobody's got the snap load of Casey Thompson. So he knows he's got the leg up going into this season and going into this thing right now. And he's looking forward to earning the respect now of his teammates.
Sean Callahan joins us, and this is a fascinating discussion because you talk to 23-year-old Casey Thompson, who presumably is Nebraska's starting quarterback out of the transfer portal in 2022. What did he say about the way Nebraska coaches presented how they're going to handle the QB position in the portal with, you know, as it relates to Chuba?
Said it's going to be competition. And both guys were told from the get-go that they were going to take two. I mean, it was never a secret. Mark Whipple, I think, was really honest to both. And he talked to both those guys really probably. I'm assuming he talked to Chuba every day, too. So I think the communication was always there from Whipple about the plan, and it wasn't like a surprise.
Right. That's important, Sean. I asked that question to drive that home. That's really important that they told those kids what the deal was, right? Here's the deal.
Yeah, and the communication of that is so important. Everybody would like to get two quarterbacks in Nebraska's situation, but it's very hard to do. I don't know, if very many teams can ever pull this off to get, two four-star guys, but it just happened to work out because Purdy didn't really get a lot of reps and experience. If Purdy started 10 games at Florida State or something, I don't think they could have pulled this off.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that he suffered an injury in Tallahassee and allowed another quarterback to emerge for Mike Norvell when he was supposed to be that guy, that's what led him out of Florida State.
Sean, regarding the portal, again, you get Purdy, you got Trey Palmer recently, Casey Thompson, Javier Morton yesterday. I mean, how many more guys do you expect this team to pick up before the spring in the portal?
Nesta Jade Silvera is the one to watch from Miami.
Say that name again, please. Say that name again.
Nesta Jade Silvera.
Okay.
He's a defensive lineman. He played 1,200 snaps of football for the Hurricanes, 400-plus the last 2 years. In comparison, Damian Daniels played 365 last year, so a very experienced guy that could play for 1 year. If he were to come, they'd have 18 newcomers between transfers and recruits on campus for the start of spring practice.
See, that's amazing. I mean, I don't know, Sean. I hate to say things like we've never been in that situation because we've dealt with a lot of new faces in the spring, but not like this, right?
We've seen 10 or 12, maybe.
Yeah.
But then that's a lot. 18 is like, I mean, because theoretically you could only add 25 a year. Well, now you can add essentially 32. I think they're going to get creative. A couple of these guys might have to pay their own way for one semester, then they'll go on in August. So they're getting creative with the numbers to make this work because it does feel like they're taking a lot more guys than they have room for, but they're just figuring out a way to make this work.
Yeah, you got to play games with the numbers. That's exactly right.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
Okay, guys, thank you.
Husker Online's Sean Callahan.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, the takeaways. Casey Thompson was apprised of the situation with Chubba Purdy from the start.
Okay.
And Chubba Purdy was apprised of the situation. Well, he knew the situation.
He said it would take two.
Because it was unfolding, yeah. The thumb is a somewhat of a concern. Now, spring ball does not start till February 28th, so you have some time to play with. You just hope you don't hear anything obtuse as far as its thumb goes, right? Like surgery. That would be obtuse.
That would okay. Suck.
Yeah. Because why? Because, I mean, he's got to learn a new offense. He's got to get used to his guys, and that's a critical period. The spring's a critical period for this. But it doesn't. I don't want to sound alarmed, because it doesn't sound like it's that type of situation. The takeaways: he's here. Casey Thompson's here. He's meeting with teammates. He's meeting with medical personnel. He's taking classes. He's a grown man. Okay, Sean. I did talk to Sean yesterday, and it's striking. And it brings up a whole other topic, by the way. He's a 23-year-old who's being paid handsomely, which it's very interesting to me, because it seems like he'd be open to criticism. I don't think you treat him with kid gloves.
Well, Sean even said, he says he has 2 years. You mentioned he's got 2 years, but thought he could be a 1-year player. This could be a 2-year guy.
Yeah, but what I'm suggesting, there's this whole change in college football going on where now these guys are making money. They're pros, essentially.
And we know it's open that they're making money.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like it's under the table. Like, we know you're making money.
He's 23 years old. He's almost – what I'm saying is you can almost critique him like you would critique a coach at this point.
Or
right?
A pro.
Yeah, a pro quarterback. Yeah. He's older than some pro quarterbacks.
That's amazing. Yeah. It's true, though.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I mean, I bet he's older than Mac Jones or close, right? Right? Any rookie quarterback.
Right.
Any NFL rookie is probably in that same range. So anyway, he's here. He's got a luxury apartment. Thank you, NIL.
Yep.
And it's all systems go.
And by the way, before we get to break, regarding Nesta Jade Silvera, I looked up his stats.
Nesta Jade Silvera.
Here is a defensive lineman for Miami, 6'2", 306 pounds. His career at Miami, this past year he had 38 tackles.
Pretty good. Hey, that's a pretty good number for a
15 solo, 23 assists. He did have one fumble recovery, no sacks or anything like that. But he's had two sacks in his 4-year career at Miami.
Well, he played a lot of football at Miami. Okay. Got caught up. You know, he's caught up in a coaching change. Mario Cristobal is there now.
Yep.
Mario Cristobal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he would be headed this way. It's not 100%, but it's looking pretty good for Nebraska on that count. How about that?
We'll see. That'd be a nice addition.
Yeah, I think that could happen.
6'2", 306-pound, Nesta Jade Silvera. Keep your eyes open for that one.
Chris at the Baldwin shop is uncomfortable with this sort of world. Hey, Chris, I got to tell you, in that meeting Parker and I had with Trev Alberts week ago, he used the word discomfort 2 or 3 times to describe the feeling of the new college football world. He said, it's not our place to judge it. I can't say that. He said, it's uncomfortable, though. This is all very uncomfortable because this is what Trev said. The college model as we know it is over. It is done. It's finished. And, of course, there's discomfort because it's the model's obliterated. And he used the word discomfort, but He emphasized, it's not my place to judge it. We have to make it work. How about
right.
that?
I like
it's,
my, it.
It's our place to judge it, though.
And we will continue to judge it.
We will continue to regard it as an utter disaster.
Song of the Day and the Mailbag is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.